And now, with Question of the Week, Hannah Critlow investigates a hot topic for comets.
This week, we cast our eyes to the sky, since Jane wrote in with this.
How long does it take for a comet to completely melt away from repeated exposure to the sun? Will there come a time when all the comets are gone from the solar system?
So, do comets melt? And if so, could we ever become cometless? With the answer...
Hi, my name is Katrin Roos. I'm an astrophysicist at Lund University in Sweden. So comets are actually large clumps of ice and rock that were left over when the planets were formed. We can think of them as huge, dirty snowballs orbiting the sun. And being snowballs means that they can melt, and they also actually do melt. Every time a comet passes close to the sun, part of it sublimates, meaning that the snow and ice turn directly into vapor. And this is the vapor that we can see as one of the tails of the comet. So, since part of the comet sublimates every time it passes the sun, it cannot live forever. For example, we have Halley's Comet, which is quite well known since it passes the sun once every 75 years or so. And this comet will be completely sublimated and disappeared after only 10,000 years, or about 100 rotations around the sun. And this is a typical lifetime for a comet. But still, this does actually not mean that there will come a day when all the comets are gone. And that's because there are huge hidden supplies of comets waiting beyond the orbit of Neptune. That's the Kuiper Belt and the Oort Cloud. And these regions continuously replenish the inner solar system with new comets.
Thanks, Katrin. So even though comets like Halley's Comet will eventually sublimate and disappear, there is a distant reservoir of dirty snowballs that are sometimes knocked into new orbits, making them into new comets. So we shouldn't come across a cometless solar system anytime soon. Well, with that question melted away and replenished, we bump back down to Earth to pose our next question. Anton from the Ukraine wrote in with this.
Hi, I would like to ask a question about artificial photosynthesis. Does it exist? What kind of challenges do scientists have in this field? And what potential benefit to humanity could it bring? Thanks.
So, could we get humans photosynthesising like plants to help with food security? Or could we use the power of plants to help develop more efficient solar panels? What do you think about that one? Let us know by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.